At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Rob Longo.
Hi, friends. Welcome to today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast, the official podcast of the Charlotte Hornets, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of your Charlotte Hornets. Rob Longo with you after a winning edition of the HHC, as Charlotte ends up picking up a W in Memphis, 110-98 against the Grizzlies last night. They walk out of Memphis with their feet 10 feet off of Beal. If you get the reference, then congrats to you. We'll break this one down. We will highlight our top performers, and we're going to talk about one specific performance and why it's a little bit more significant as of late with Vasilij Micic. And helping me out on all these topics, it's the lead writer of Hornets.com, Sam Borelli. And Sam, Hornets able to pick up a win on the road last night. I know Memphis is very shorthanded. In fact, one of the only shorthanded teams that is more injury plagued, unfortunately, than the Hornets this season. But you take a win where you can, and the Hornets end up going into Memphis, picking up the season sweep against the Grizzlies. First time they are able to sweep Memphis in a season series since the 2018-19 series. In that season, so it's been a little while, but regardless, thank you for joining me on this edition of the HHC.
Of course, thank you for having me. As always, and even better, more so when it is a non-silver linings edition, no matter what the circumstances. Always feels good to talk about a Hornets win.
So let's go ahead and recap this one. The Hornets were in control early and often after this one last night, or in this one, I should say, as I don't even want to read off the inactive report because it was a lot for both sides, but a lot of people on both sides missing from this one, the key pieces as well. Of course, no Ja Morant. He's been out for the remainder of the season with that shoulder injury. They were missing other guys in there. Memphis was, like Jaren Jackson Jr. and some other stalwarts, but again, Hornets are without Mark Williams and LaMelo Ball, Seth Curry, Cody Martin, and all those guys as well. But Trey Mann did return to the lineup for the first time in three games last night. That was definitely a sight for some sore eyes, and the Hornets were able to pick up a 31-19 lead after 12 minutes of play in that first quarter. Memphis led there at one point from a 6-4 score. The Hornets come down and hit a three, and that was that, as Memphis ends up leading the game for a total of 38 seconds last night. Hornets shot about 57% from the field in that first quarter. Miles Bridges had 10 points in the first quarter. Vasilij Micic had 9 points in the first quarter, and the Hornets were off and running. But that lead really shrank there in that second quarter, as the Hornets had a 10-3 run that they had to stamp out there early on by Memphis in the second frame. But the Hornets countered with a 10-0 run later in the second quarter, and Charlotte led it by 10 after two quarters of play. The big thing in that quarter were the turnovers. The Hornets only had 4 turnovers in that first quarter. They had 9 in the second frame, and it resulted in 12 Grizzlies points. So it could have been a lot worse at halftime, but the Hornets, regardless, still up double digits going into the locker room. Miles Bridges, 8 for 13 shooting in the first half, 19 points there. Micic was stuck on 9 points, but he did have 5 assists. And Alexei Pokuševski had 9 points off the bench as well. He was 4 for 4 from the field. G.G. Jackson and Luke Kennard each had 8 on the other side for Memphis. Just not a whole lot going on offensively for the Grizzlies, who shot about 38% there in that first half. We go to the third quarter. It was even at 24 each, so that 10-point lead was able to carry over into the fourth quarter for the Hornets. And the crazy oddity in this one is Charlotte didn't make, or at least attempt, a free throw until the 10-13 mark of the fourth quarter. They ended up missing it, but they eventually go 9 for 13 in the frame, and of course in the ballgame as well, as they're able to outscore the Grizzlies by 2 in the final stanza, and they win it 110-98. A little bit of an oddity there at the end, Sam. I mean, the first free throws weren't taken until the 209 mark of the second quarter by the Grizzlies, and they end up going just 10 of 11 from the free throw line. And I know it got a little sloppy there in the fourth quarter. The Hornets got into bonus early on, and Memphis trying to extend the game a little bit there down the stretch slightly, but crazy that the Hornets still end up shooting more free throws in the game despite not taking them with 10 minutes left to go in the clock. But all in all, some top performances in there as well. Miles Bridges, game high, 27 points. Vasilij Micic finished with 25. Grant Williams snuck in there with 18 points, 15 of them coming in the fourth quarter alone. So a lot to like there throughout the lineup. And from a team aspect as well, as Charlotte ends up shooting 54% from the field in the game, despite only shooting about 36% from beyond the arc. They did a good job taking care of the basketball in and around the paint, and they were able to make Memphis pay in that sense.
Yeah, and I'll admit, there was a part of me, and I think I kind of echoed what Eric Collins said on the broadcast, when it got a couple minutes into the fourth quarter, as long as it didn't come at a detriment to the Hornets in terms of the final outcome, there was a little bit of me that was kind of rooting for them not to hit a free throw the entire game, because it had only happened one time in NBA history, and it was the Hornets back in 1996. They went 0 of 3 from the line against the Toronto Raptors. Never had a team gone an entire game without taking a free throw attempt. Statistical oddity wasn't there. I'm glad the Hornets got the win. They hit their free throws down the stretch to make it happen too. So really good end-to-end game. I think the only, you know, the biggest glaring issue obviously was the turnovers, and I think that's something the Hornets offense is just going to have to live with right now, and hopefully it can get a little bit better when Trey Mann, now that he's back, and get a little bit more comfortable with ball handling duties. But when Vasilij Micic goes to the bench right now, it's a little bit tough. You just don't have that natural point guard. And this is a guy that's still kind of, you know, learning his way in the NBA and now with a different team. So I think that's something that is going to be kind of an on and off again focal point for the rest of the season, just given the depth at point guard right now. The 20 turnovers, I actually looked it up, was the most the Hornets have had in a road win since December of 2020 in Dallas. They had 23 in that game and won by 19. But that's not a recipe for success winning any game, let alone on the road. But did a good job attacking the paint, had 58 points on 73% shooting. That's been a very, very big point of emphasis, getting more inside out going. You could see the effect it had on the three-point shooting. Was it shooting 30, about 36%? So offense was balanced outside of the turnovers. Thought the ball movement was good. You had 26 assists. So really solid performance. It felt like, you know, they held that double-digit lead for a good chunk of the game. And then anytime Memphis, you know, kind of went on a run or started to kind of shift the momentum a little bit, Hornets did a really good job of, you know, putting together like an 8-2 stretch or something after that to kind of keep them at bay. So I know Memphis has been absolutely – I've never seen anything like their injury situation this year. I think they're at almost 400 games this year missed because of injury. Hornets are around 235, 240, and I think either second or third in the NBA, just to give a little perspective. So they play hard, and it's a credit to them. They still are. They just won two nights ago at home against Washington by double digits. So some guys that maybe not super familiar with, but I was pretty impressed with just kind of the resiliency and you know, the way they kind of didn't really, you know, roll over anytime the Hornets kind of got a bigger lead last night. So good win, and hopefully it's something the Hornets can build on moving forward.
That's also worth noting. Memphis was on the second night of a back-to-back after picking up that win against the Washington Wizards at home the night before, and you got to give credit where credit's due. G.G. Jackson, he's a baller, 26 points, a team high in the game for the Grizzlies. I think he's done a really good job there as a rookie, stepping into a role that he probably wasn't expected to be in with all of the injuries that took place this season for the Grizzlies. But again, Hornets win at 110-98. The other thing I want to touch on here, Sam, before we get to our top performers, and it doesn't look very impactful when you look at the box score, but Trey Mann coming back last night, 10 points, 5 rebounds. He was 5 of 9 from the field, didn't hit a 3. But the thing is, just his presence alone coming back into the fold, he's able to slot into that two-guard spot. The rotations look a little bit different. The lineup looks a little bit different as well. People are maybe a little bit more familiar with one another now that he's back into the lineup here as of late, because that's basically what the starting five has been here for the last couple of weeks, ever since the trade deadline and some of these injuries have occurred. But the Hornets end up only going eight deep in the game last night. Grant Williams, Alexei Pokuševski, and Davis Bertāns come off the bench for Charlotte. And again, Grant Williams ends up scoring 15 of his 18 in the fourth quarter. That's obviously huge in a game where you were leading by 10 or so there going into the fourth quarter. But just the fact that Trey Mann was back in the fold, you allow Grant Williams to come off the bench and be that spark plug to score those 15 of 18 in the fourth quarter. You're allowing guys to kind of get back into their playing groups that they're used to. I thought Trey Mann coming back last night was a big reason why the Hornets won, even though it might not show up in the box score as well.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It definitely has a ripple effect on the rotations and guys not having to play, you know, 40 plus minutes, you know, doing things that are kind of outside of their normal game to game responsibilities. It allows, you know, Miles Bridges to, you know, have a little less ball handling. It allows, you know, maybe Vasilije Micić can get a little bit more time on the bench, you know, because you can have a, you can stagger Trey Mann or stagger the two of them. So I really like that point. I'm jealous I didn't come up with it myself, but you're absolutely right. And he provides the ball handling. He's a 3-point threat. I just looked it up. Look, going into the game last night, he is shooting almost 41% from 3-point going into last night's game. So he provides a lot of things. He's a really good rebounder too. I think that's something that's kind of been glossed over with his ball handling and his shooting. Is he is, he might be one of the best rebounders for his size on the team for the Hornets this season. I mean, he has a really, really good knack for going up and grabbing loose balls in traffic. So I think just having him back is great, and it just provides, not only provides a little bit of everything for the Hornets, but also makes it so other guys in the rotation aren't doing more and playing out of position as much as they were when he wasn't there.
Again, Hornets win it last night, 110-98 in Memphis. Charlotte will be back in action tomorrow, taking on the Phoenix Suns. A quick one-game homestand before they ship out for four straight, and on the second night of a back-to-back on Saturday against the Philadelphia 76ers. But Sam Farber and myself will have your game preview of that one coming up tomorrow on the HHC. In the meantime, still a lot to talk about on this episode of the Hornets Hivecast. Charlotte winners 110-98. Our top performer picks come after this here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Rob Longo and the lead writer of Hornets.com, Sam Perley with you, following a winning edition of the HHC. Charlotte winners last night in Memphis, 110-98. A lot to love in this one, Sam, in terms of some top performer nominees. Brandon Miller in double figures, albeit a slower shooting night, but he still got the double figures regardless and dished out 5 assists. Miles Bridges, a game-high 27 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal and a block as well. Trey Mann in double figures with 10 points. Also, those 5 rebounds that you just touched on a moment ago, a couple of steals in there. Vasilije Micic, very efficient in the game with 25 points. Grant Williams with 18 as well off the bench. And Alexei Pokuševski, 4-for-5 from the field, 9 points off the bench. A little bit of a spark plug there as well for Charlotte. So with all that said, I will defer to you as you get the first choice of this portion of the top performers part of the podcast. Who would you like to pick?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Vasilije Micic. Really, really impressive performance. Easily the best game of his NBA career. Career high 25 points, was a team best plus 21 as well. Shot 9 of 10 from the field. Career high 5 threes. Hit both his free throws. Had 8 assists. Couple of steals. I thought he was really aggressive early in a good way. He had 9 points there in that first quarter. Did a good job getting to the rim. Not trying to do too much. I think sometimes he has a tendency, I've seen it a couple times here and there, not a whole lot, but, you know, he kind of gets into the paint and then kicks out when he could just kind of take the layup. You saw him being decisive, making the right plays. His 3-point shooting was outstanding. Just a really, really impressive performance from Vasilije Micic, and you can see him getting more and more comfortable, you know, not only in Charlotte, but playing the NBA game. And found a fun stat for him after the game. Fifth player, according to Basketball Reference, fifth player in NBA history to have at least 25 points on 90% shooting or better, 5 three-pointers, and 5 assists in the same game. The other 4 are Damian Lillard, who actually did it last month against Dallas, Jason Terry in 2005, Brent Barry in 2004, and current University of North Carolina head basketball coach Hubert Davis did it in 1994 for the New York Knicks. So rare stat line and some exclusive company there for Vasilije Micic, but assists, you know, shooting well, efficient, very, very nice performance for him last night.
Charlotte up by 6. Micic will pull up for 3. Yes, sir! Splashdown, Vasa Micic. Drilling another Lowe's 3-point shot. That's 25 for Vasa. More Micic magic tonight here at FedEx Forum, and the Hornets lead is back to 9.
That's a pretty cool stat pool, I will say. That's some interesting company, some elite company, I guess you could say, depending on what side of that Duke and Carolina rivalry you sit on. But again, Vasa, I thought he was great last night, 9 of 10 shooting. What more can you say from that? 5 of 6 beyond the arc. We'll talk about his 3-point shooting here a little bit later on in the quick turnaround that has occurred with that here over the last couple of games. But I thought the fact that he finished with the 8 assists was great. Limited with the turnovers, which I thought was really, really impactful, just 2 as he was handling a lot of the majority point guard duties. And he was a plus 21 and a plus minus. I mean, that is head and shoulders above anybody else on the floor last night, especially for those guys in Charlotte. I mean, there was only 1 or 2 guys that finished as a positive and a plus minus for Memphis. But Charlotte, I mean, you had multiple guys. Obviously, it's going to happen in a 12-point win, but he was head and shoulders above everybody else in that category. I probably would have taken him if you didn't, so I have to pivot a little bit, but it's not a hard top performer pick on the other side of the coin. It's got to be Miles Bridges.
Brandon Miller, pass to Bridges. Bridges drives. Bridges rises up and throws down a massive right-handed slam. Extraordinary finish for Miles Bridges. He's up to 23, and the Hornets' lead is back to 6.
After what seemed to be a little bit of a slump for Miles, he's starting to round back into his normal form here as of late. Last night in the game, 12 of 21 from the field, 3-for-7 beyond the arc, not great, not terrible. 6 rebounds, 6 assists. I thought that the game really flowed through him at times, him and Vasilije Micic, but I thought that the fact that Vasa had so many good looks at the rim and he was able to score in bunches there freed up Miles a little bit as well, especially on the wing, but he was able to attack just 1 turnover in the game. He was another heavy positive in a plus minus, a plus 12, which is something that he struggled with a little bit here over the last couple of weeks. There's been times where he's been able to score 30 or so points, and he was a negative in the plus minus. And I'm not saying that plus minus is the tell-all stat, especially defensively, but it's good to see him on the positive side in the black in that sense. And I thought that the fact that he just was able to continue to hit that stride a little bit there, I thought he made good decisions with the basketball, whether to pass, whether to attack the rim, whether to let the 3 fly. I thought everything he did was money last night in a game that the Hornets needed him a little bit. Again, 110 to 98, the Hornets win it in Memphis. That's our top performers, but one of those guys gets a little extra love here on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. We're going to talk about the three-point shooting of Vasilij Micic and how it's rounded into form here, especially over the last two games, right after this break here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Vasa Micic against Gigi Jackson. Throws it to Grant Williams. Ball fake. He'll drive against the double team. Pivots, kicks. They'll swing it around the horn. Micic, spot up three. Yes. Hornets are raining it down. Micic, third different Hornet to knock down a triple.
Vasilij Micic, incandescent from beyond the arc last night in Memphis. He was 5 of 6 from three-point land en route to a NBA best, 25 points. I don't want to call it a career best because he's had much better scoring performances during his European career, but we'll leave it at 25 as an NBA best as the Hornets win at 110-98 last night in Memphis. Rob Longo, lead writer of Hornets.com, Sam Perley, putting a button on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. And as I was watching that game unfold last night, Sam, I started to take a couple of peeks through Vasilije's three-point shooting. And I know it hasn't been the greatest this season. It's been a little bit of an adjustment coming over across the pond to the NBA game where, albeit the three-point line is a little bit further than the feeble line that he's been used to or accustomed to, at least in Europe. It's marginal. It's maybe a foot or two. It's really not that big of a difference, especially the way that teams are spreading the floor now, especially in the NBA game. But coming into this season, at least right now through the first 45 games or so of his NBA career, the three-point shot has been a little bit of a struggle. He's averaging about 24-25% from behind the line this season. And how that compares to his European days, it's a little bit different. It's been a little bit of a struggle here as of late. If you go back to his three-point shooting days in Europe, career-wise, over the eight seasons that he spent there through the Euro leagues and a couple of the other leagues as well, he was about a career 37% shooter from behind the line. So it's been a little bit of a struggle here rounding in the form for Vasilij Micic. There's a million different things you can maybe point to, but according to Sam Farber on the broadcast last night, he talked a lot about going to the shot doctor on the Hornets coaching staff, and maybe that was maybe the reason why Vasilije has been able to unlock the rim a little bit. If you go back and you look over the last two games, of course, 5 for 6 from three-point land in the game yesterday in Memphis. You go back to the Detroit game, he was 3 for 5 from beyond the arc as well. So as of late, Vasilije doing a much better job getting that release point figured out, I suppose. There might be a multitude of things. I would love to pick Steve Clifford's brain about this here over the next couple of days when the Hornets are finally able to return home here to the Hive, and we have some media availability for him. But Vasilije Micic, the last two games, it's worth noting, his three-point shot has been basically a 180 from what it's been this season.
Yeah, it's been really, really good, and it isn't a huge difference, and he didn't play really enough in Oklahoma City to kind of get the consistent, you know, reps that he needed on the court to kind of get the three-point adjustment going, and it is a little bit of a difference. I actually wrote it in the article I wrote about him a couple weeks ago about the passing. The difference in the three-point line is 0.49 meters, and I think that's at the very top part. So 0.49 meters closer to the basket in FIBA play / EuroLeague than the NBA's. But it doesn't seem like a ton, but, you know, with the amount of reps these guys take and, you know, how much they can tell if, you know, an inch or something is off and how much, you know, quarter of an inch here, quarter of an inch there. It is an adjustment. So, yeah, it's been really impressive. You can see the ball coming out of his hand. And I think it'll be interesting to kind of go back and maybe watch the threes from these last two games and then look at where he was beforehand and just see what the difference is. Because in his first 13 games, he might have set it 21% from three-point range, was 9 of 43. These past two games, he's 8 of 11, and that's 73%. That is a huge turn. I know it's not a gigantic sample size, that two-game stretch, but 3 of 5 and then 5 of 6. I mean, this would just do wonders for his offensive game if he could get that three-point shot going, because he is really good at kind of finding an extra gear, turning, you know, getting past a defender and getting to the basket. And then with his passing ability and his creativity, he's so good at, you know, kicking the ball out or doing something kind of creative layup-wise. But if that three-point shot can be consistent, and it doesn't have to be 73% over a two-game span, it would be great if it was. I don't think anybody would complain. But if he can be kind of a consistent 35-plus, 36, 37, I mean, he can really, really, you know, kind of help open up this Hornets offense, get it going a little bit more inside out, and you'll see guys start to play back on him a little bit more and, you know, start going, you know, under screens a little bit more. So, it's kind of amazing. I saw this with, you know, this happened with, you know, not necessarily to compare the two players, but Kemba Walker, when he got the three-point shot really, really going in 2014, 15, 16 range, going from 31% to high 30s, 37, 38 in a single season. And it just took off his ability to score from all different ranges. Defenses have to completely adjust how they guard you and everything. So, kudos to Vasilije. It's not an easy thing to do, particularly in season, to make these kind of changes. And we don't necessarily, I'm sure it's something he's been working on since he got to Charlotte. And it's tough sometimes when you don't immediately see the results. You tend to kind of gravitate back to what you were doing. So to stick with it, even though you're not necessarily seeing all the makes right away, but you're sticking with it, is impressive. And it's a testament to hard work, commitment, and dedication, and kind of trusting the process. And right now, hopefully he's starting to kind of see some of the, you know, hard work paying off these last couple of games.
The Hornets assistant coach I was talking about was Bruce Crutzer as the shot doctor. He's kind of the guy that helps with the shooting forms for the players and that sort of thing. But it's been great to see what Vasilije has been able to accomplish here over the last two games. It'll be interesting to see how that folds moving forward, because again, not a lot of tape on a couple of these guys. Like you mentioned, didn't play a whole lot in Oklahoma City, but now that he's been able to play a handful of games here in Charlotte, the tape is starting to unfold, and hopefully it's another weapon in Vasilije Micic's arsenal that he's able to unlock here moving forward for the Hornets as they continue to pick up their winning ways here post-All-Star break in the Queen City. That'll do it for this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Sam Perley, the lead writer of Hornets.com, thank you for joining me on this edition of the HHC. We finally get to see you tomorrow here live in action at the Hive. Hornets finally have a home game. I know it's not a homestand, but we'll take one home game where we can get them right now.
Yes, I know. It's kind of like we do these pockets of 2, 3, 4 road games, and it's one home game, and then it's back on the road. So I think they have one home game, and then it's 3 or 4 back on the road, and then they have that 8-game homestand coming up towards the end of the month, which will be a lot of fun. It'll be a long 8-game homestand and a lot of long days, but fun to see, you know, obviously see the Hornets in action. Hopefully they can build on this Memphis win and, you know, just keep playing well as we close out the season.
Hornets get that home game against the Phoenix Suns tomorrow. Be sure to get your tickets at Hornets.com or through the Hornets app for that one. Myself and Sam Farber will have the preview of that one for you here on the Hornets Hivecast once again. So in the meantime, for Sam Perley, I'm Rob Longo saying so long. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the HHC. We will preview the Hornets and the Suns tomorrow once again here on the HHC.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.